Optimizing costs related to conformance and quality. Prevention and appraisal costs are inversely proportional to failure costs. The higher the expenditures on prevention and appraisal, the lower the costs of defects, until a point of diminishing returns sets in. That is, the costs of quality affect the cost and volume of products sold. They also have important implications for planning and controlling quality within the organization. Exhibit 8-5 illustrates how total quality costs are a function of the curve for combined expenditures for prevention and appraisal and the curve for failure costs. Exhibit 8-5, conformance and costs of quality. Note that this chart goes from 0% of units found to be in conformance with quality standards to 100% of units in conformance, with the cost measured as the cost per acceptable unit of product. As one approaches perfection, the total of these two curves becomes less and less. By definition, if 100% of units are in conformance, the failure cost will be zero. Based on this model developed by Juran, organizations should continue investing in prevention and appraisal until the failure cost level is insignificant. Often, this level of perfection is not possible, and in this case, the total quality cost, total of prevention plus appraisal plus failure costs, will fall to a certain point and then begin to rise, not shown on the graphic. The optimal point in that case will be the lowest total quality cost on the curve. Examples of costs in each of the four types of quality costs are listed in Exhibit 8-6 and Exhibit 8-7. It is important to note that quality costs relate to many functional areas, including product design, manufacturing, order management, and product servicing.